A man aged in his 80s suffered multi-trauma injuries after becoming trapped under his quad bike. The man had been riding alone on a property in the South Burnett region on Saturday afternoon when the bike rolled over him while driving up an embankment. He was found several hours later after failing to return home. The Sunshine Coast-based RACQ Life Flight Rescue Helicopter flew the man to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a serious but stable condition. Mostly sunny skies and, more importantly, no COVID restrictions has seen a number of local tourism businesses break their existing visitor records. The Daily Report Sunshine Coast Airport forecast it'd have more than 150,000 visitors through the terminal in December. That's compared to less than 62,000 in December 2021. It also eclipsed pre-pandemic figures in 2019, while our holiday parks had a 98% average occupancy over Christmas and the New Year. Our lifeguards have also been kept busy reporting about 1.1 million visitors to Sunshine Coast and Noosa beaches since the beginning of December. More than 200 hectares of land across the Sunshine Coast will be permanently protected. The state government has purchased extra land as part of an expansion of our national parks and nature refuges to protect critical ecosystems, plants and creatures that live within them. Included in the expansion is an additional 121 hectares of the existing Wyber Nature Refuge at Noosa and an extra 10 hectares within the Mount Mellum Nature Refuge. And after 12 months of construction and disruption, safety improvements along Steve Irwin Way are now complete. The $24 million project, which was jointly funded by the state and federal government, includes new traffic lights outside the entrance to Australia Zoo with new dedicated turning lanes.